am most sure, though you might convince me, this will not be read a second time. This will not be read a second time before you come back next month. The mind will go playing its pranks, and you will be either happy or unhappy, and then again you will remember, oh God, last Thursday of the month, we have to go tomorrow, and you will come here. You see, I have told you many times before, but because there are many new faces, I repeat again. If you can burn, in the fire of the intention of going along the path for 5 minutes daily, your goal will be separated from your dust. Heard me? For 5 minutes you can burn daily. Then your goal will be separated from your dust. Otherwise, after 10 million years, there will be no change whatsoever. You will have a new name and a new shirt and pant, or new sari. But you will be the same. If you can't burn every day in the flame of the thought, I want to know the truth, nothing will help. That is why I have told you repeatedly to keep that mantra before your eyes. Om Satyam Param Bhim. Burn in the fire of this mantra for 5 minutes intensely. Remove the dross from your goal and see what unborn knowledge comes to you. This is useless. This is born knowledge. See what unborn knowledge comes to you. Intellectually, man wants to go from outside in. Whereas in fact, spiritually, like a rose, he has to grow from inside out. The directions are different. No amount of this outside knowledge is going to help you. You will be well informed. You might like to talk to someone again, but your progress will be zero. Understand? You can't burn for 5 minutes a day in this fire. It is useless. Om Satyam Param Bhim. Keep that in mind and burn in it. The tears come out of your eyes. Burn in it. Feel the magic of unborn knowledge there. Then you will change. This won't help you. You might come here for years and years and years. You might go elsewhere. You might do everything possible to do. Go from Kanyakumari to Kashmir. Nothing will help. Nothing will help. Unless you burn yourself inside out and keep the magic mantra before your eyes. Om Satyam Param Dhi. Understand? Then only what is at the core of your body-brain system, this mask, will burst out. This will melt. And even for a fraction of a moment, you are one with your own self. You have seen the glorious presence. It is enough. There is no other way. No other way. Okay. Any more questions?
You are putting the matchstick. Our dog is very wet.
How long will I hold the mask?
Your grace.
How long will I hold the mask? Because there is duration to everything. Drying your wet condition is with you. I will keep on holding the matchstick, light it. But how long, that is the point. Unless you dry yourself and start burning, there is no way out. No way. So when are you meeting? Not twice in a month. Day after tomorrow we are meeting. Our individual mind is part of the cosmic mind. Cosmic mind is never asleep. And so individual cosmic mind is never asleep. If we can hypnotize it into sleeping, it will be a change in position, turning of the tables. Today it is hypnotizing. If we can hypnotize this mind, individual cosmic mind, even for a moment to sleep, it's a great day. Come and tell me that day. Did you hear the question? Very fine question. After leaving this place, what do you do? I cry over every one of you. Because I know you are doing nothing. May I give you an honest look? This is a part of what I do. Most of you may not be aware, all of you may not be aware. But I remember 90-95% of the faces I see. Perhaps the new faces I may need to see twice. And I really cry. That in spite of repeated hammering, why is there no sign of change? Honestly, I'm doing that. Every day I'm doing that. And not here. There are groups in Madhupur, Ahmedabad, Baroda, even for them I cry. That why can't they this much wake up? That's a part of my daily program. And with it, sending you physical, mental, emotional hell. This is a part of my, since you asked me, I am telling you. Wait here. If I give every one of you paper and pencil and ask you to tell me what you do every 24 hours, I challenge you will not be able to fill up those 24 hours and tell me you are doing this, this, this. You won't account for the hours you are losing and you don't know about them. And still you say you are busy. If you write and account for it, every day 24 hours, see what you get. 8 hours of sleep, 6 hours of sleep, eating, going to and fro. Nothing constructive. But even going to and fro, what are you doing sitting there? You can do a lot. But you don't. No man, no average man spends 5 minutes in his life of 70 years to do constructive thinking. This is the greatest damage we do to ourselves. 5 minutes of constructive thinking or independent thinking. What is our thinking? Somebody has thought, somebody has written, somebody has said. What is our independent thinking? Nothing. Life is very busy. Soul is much more precious. Not to spare 5 minutes and burn for that soul. I cannot excuse anyone. I remember my master. His finest sentence to me, which I never forget. He who excuses himself, accuses himself. That is what I have learned from him. He who excuses himself, accuses himself. But you sit back and think, you see, how much we waste our time daily. Where we could have done something. You sit for 1 or 2 days and let me know in our next meeting. Take paper and pencil and work out. See, even in eating you can waste time. Have just conversation. There are so many moments when you can do something to yourself. The least thing we care is ourselves. Ourself, capital S-E-L-F. Start crying for the state you are in and how best you can come out. The question is to your inner self and the answer will come from the inner self. There is no knowledge from outside, as I just told you. Unborn knowledge must come from inside. That is why I say, when I say cry, I don't mean tears. When I say cry, when I say burn means to be deep down into this thought, you see. Where can I begin? How can I begin? What must I do? And wait for the reply to come. Because there is no other master, there is no other guru greater than your own Atma, your own Satya. All external teachers are useless. When you will ask and when you will receive an answer, never mind, for months on end you hear nothing. You keep to it very firmly. One day it will reply. And for that, you must be in a position to sell your entire property and sit at his feet and do it. I must let you a few hundred lives before. How is Satyam? Yes, it is Satyam. and it's a part of Param Satyam. It cannot be bound on any side, no?
No, but
mixing up again. We are making the shirt and pants small as SELL. I'm talking about the core of yourself, the capital SELL, that is boundless. So, put yourself to this. See, when I say you burn yourself, for minutes you won't know the feeling of this chair. You won't know that. And that message moment, you will hear the sink, completely sink within yourself. 5 minutes a day, I'm not asking for more. I'm not asking for more. But if it has not happened for 6 months, so it doesn't. Don't do that. Many do that. Most of us do that. It is for a few miles, not a few months. It just doesn't come as a gift. The most miserly person in this world is God. The most miserly person in creation is God. He doesn't give anything free. No charity with him. Deserve and desire. Nothing else. He is very strict. Deserve and desire. And Malari will give away something. God, no. On this path, material life is different. But on this path, deserve and desire, nothing else. You see, did you hear the question? I am asked, why do you call brain stupid? Do you know moon? Do you know full moon? Do you know moonlight? There is no light in the moon. Do you know that? So, as there is no light in the moon, there is no intelligence in the brain. It is reflecting whatever from the mind. By itself it is stupid. But we are convinced, especially in this 20th century, that brain is everything. See? Not acquire vidya by brain. We acquire memory by brain. Vidya is something that comes from inside. And inside sees whom? Satyam. All that comes from outside here is like a donkey carrying a weight of gold. What does it matter to that donkey? Unless it is coming from inside, whatever knowledge you put like this, useless. Don't go and tell your teacher that you are stupid, because your brain is stupid. So, we meet on 12th? Okay? Thank you. This is elixir of life. You can become young with this. But the main purpose of this medicine, 3 drops in a teaspoon of water every night. 3 drops in a teaspoon of water every night. You might become younger by 10 years, but that is not the main criteria. Your mind will become cool, your heart will become strong, your nerves will become firm, your thoughts will change their qualities, and there are many more things in this. It takes me 7 to 8 months to make this medicine for you. I start with the new year, and by this time I am ready to give you this medicine. This is as per the formula of my master. Don't be over anxious. Don't take more than 3 drops. Because if you take more, you may pass out totally. Maybe you will still go to heaven. So friends, come tonight, start taking 3 drops in a teaspoon of water. It will last you for quite some time. This is oil, also made according to the formula of my master. For all aches and pains, arthritis, lumbago, sciatica, broken bones, all types of pains in your body. If you suffer from severe colds, sinus, put 1 drop in your nostril at bedtime and it will be all right. Don't drink this oil. One of my patients drank this oil and came back to me and said, "You have given me a wonderful medicine. Nobody cured me so far." It can happen to you, but please, there is no guarantee. Don't drink this oil. It is very powerful. Keep it standby. It might come handy.
1 drop each nostril.
If you suffer from sinus or cold. Well, this has been our practice every year. So, we now proceed to the main subject. Before we proceed, for the benefit of many newcomers, let me give some simple definition of yoga. There are very many definitions given in very many textbooks, which are not sufficiently good. Yoga is a way of life. Yoga is a way of life. From the moment you get up in the morning, the way you get up, the way you brush your teeth, the way you have a cup of tea, the way you do your little exercises, if you do it all, the way you take your bath, or the way you shave, every little movement is a movement of balance and rhythm. If one day while taking the toothpaste, the cat drops, sit back and think for a moment, yesterday where did you miss something? Nothing happens by accident. If today you are at some time out of balance and rhythm, tomorrow your leg might slip, you might drop something, you might lose something. It's not accident. You have missed somewhere today in your balance and rhythm. Only when you will be so conscious of your balance and rhythm throughout the day will you appreciate then only what is yoga. Yoga is not, no, it's not yoga. Doing asanas and pranayam is not yoga. Yoga is life, yoga is living, yoga is rhythm. And that is not for a particular time. It is part of yourself for the whole day. The second definition of yoga, or the extension of this definition of yoga, is communication. You communicate. We talk. We write. We telephone. We use some other method of fax, telex. These are primitive, crude methods of communication. These are crude, primitive, substandard methods of communication. If every cell within you cannot communicate with you, if you cannot have conscious communication throughout your body-brain system, you are living a useless life. For whom are you living? For your wife? For your children? For your brother? For your sister? For your mother? These relationships are all false. My wife may be in my last birth, my mother, who knows? Your first obligation is to your own self. Not that you have to be selfish, but that you must bring about a rhythm, a balance, and a communication throughout your body-brain system. If you cannot adopt this communication, you are living a lonely, sad life. Then the communication begins with other people. These communications are built up not by letter writing or by speech. The enormous number of thoughts that you create in your mind and throw out, they go as communication to other minds. And if the thoughts that you throw out from your mind are contagious, Imagine what will happen to other healthy people. And you are responsible for spreading the contagion around you. The day you will be conscious of your responsibility, how much mentally, emotionally you are responsible for the health of those around you, will you be leaving yoga? No amount of reading, no amount of going to mandirs and masjids will help you. If in your most unguarded moment not one substandard thought can leave you, you have begun the path of yoga, not till then. You understand me? As human beings, our greatest responsibility is what we throw out from our minds to reach other people around us. We know of many illnesses, and in our modern days, the fashionable word virus, they are less potent, less destructive than our human thoughts. If you therefore wish to come here, if you have any ambition to go along the path, no amount of reading will help you. No amount of practices will help you. But the way you live your life, and the way you live your life means the way your mental, your emotional, your psychic balance is maintained. We are all very anxious that no hurt should come to us. I only wish you are as much anxious to see that no hurt reaches others from you. This is the basis, the Montessori class of yoga. Therefore, to take care of your thoughts, many, many great minds have looked in every direction. The brain of man meets the mind of God. The brain of man meets the mind of God. Every day, every moment. And yet, the mind of God remains the mind of God, and our brain remains the silly brain. Why can't we take advantage of these total facility that we have got, whereby every day, every moment, we are one with the mind of God? Maybe some of you don't know that we are so close to the mind of God. Maybe some of you know that we are close to the mind of God. And it can be that you do not know how to communicate with this mind of God. To communicate with the mind of God, with our silly brains, one little thing is very important. there should be no unnecessary noise in our brain. There should be no unnecessary noise in our brain. The noise created by mental chatter, the dialogue we have in our minds. We have the dialogue quietly in our mind, and those who have a dialogue vocally, loudly, we call them mad. We are lunatics of one order, the others are lunatics of the other order. But we are all lunatics, because all 24 hours, if not 24 hours, all the 16 waking hours, we have our internal dialogue creating a lot of noise. If we can stop our internal chatter, if we can subdue our internal noise, there will be a possibility of communication with the mind of God. You may not believe it. You might be surprised if I tell you that every now and then, not only the mind of God, but God Himself, that is a part in you as your soul, time and again whispers to you, "Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God." But we have no time to hear. There is a lot of noise which subdues the whisper, and we go on with our mad chatter and our mad dialogue. We are in yesterday's or we are in tomorrow's. We are never in today's, and therefore we have no hope, we have no chance to communicate with the mind of God. Your most loved possession, whatever it might be, your wife, your son, your husband, your grandchildren, they cannot be as close to you as the mind of God that is close to you. And in spite of that, you do not even wish to open a dialogue. Why? Because your own dialogue does not stop. You can follow any known method in yoga. Do all the pranayams and do all the asanas in the world. You will be no nearer to this mind of God. Nor you will be able to establish any communication with the mind of God if you do not silence your internal chatter and dialogues. Not only your internal chatter and dialogue keeps you away from the mind of God, it brings about certain vibrational difficulties. If the chatter is negative all the time, negative influences pass through your body and mind, and slowly but surely, one after another ailment comes into your body-brain system. Uncalled for. And we very piously put it on again to God and say, "My destiny. God is not happy to give you anything negative, much less any ailment." If that was his purpose of making you unhappy, Why should he structure you in transcendence? Why should he create you so beautiful, so perfect? If you are not, it is your fault, not his. Because you have not cared to count your blessings. Because you have not cared to count your blessings. This particular book, Yoga Sutra of Sage Patanjali, wishes to convey this most important thought, K. You are structured in transcendence. B. You should be extremely happy. C. You should be always perfectly healthy. And what do we see around us? The specimen of human beings who grow old by the time they are 40. Now, to cut it short and come to the point, Yoga Sutra helps us, shows us the way as to how we can live in rhythm and balance. It shows us how we can live in rhythm and balance. If you live in rhythm and balance all the waking hours, you will sleep in rhythm and balance during the night. Your thoughts will be rhythmic and balanced. No ailment can reach you. If there is ailment in you, it must leave you. Your promise to yourself should be that I will maintain rhythm and balance all my waking hours. And this is the promise you give to yourself in the presence of the eternal being that is within you and in the presence of the mind of God. And know that these two eternal things, the mind of God and the eternal being within you, will always be there to question you, where is your promise? If you can sincerely, quietly, in your closed room, give to yourself this promise, and live day after day after day to maintain that promise and see what happens. You don't need practices, you don't need philosophy, you don't need lectures, you don't need this or that or anything. If you can keep that promise and maintain that promise, you need nothing else. Because you will become a part of the mind of God. It is so wonderful that the entire universe is soaked in the mind of God. Every being, every life that is on this earth is soaked in the mind of God. But because every living creature has been given free will to live and do as it would like, we are using our free will in a foolish manner and reaping the consequences. Some of you will run away to the Himalayas, some of you will run away to the ashrams, you run away to the end of the universe. You will be what you are, and the mind of God will be the mind of God. And there will be no communication.